Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 18, 1900 America, New York, will prediction markets live up to the hype? Their mainstream appeal remains uncertain. February 18, 1900 America, New York, a new history of sanctions has unsettling lessons for today. Sometimes they create the problem they are trying to solve. February 18, 1900 America, New York, are financial crossbreeds monstrosities or labradoodles? Crypto SPAC fusion shed light on the question. February 18, 1900 America, New York, Citigroup is disposing of its international retail network. The sale marks the end of a remarkable experiment in global finance. February 17, 7 o'clock America, New York, DoorDash shows competitors what it can eat. After Uber's underwhelming results, DoorDash's continued momentum and aggressive spending have food delivery investors hungry again. February 17, 7 o'clock America, New York, Europe's energy crisis pays off for U.S. natural gas sellers. The U.S. became the top LNG exporter for the first time during December as falling natural gas supplies from Russia and Ukraine tensions boosted energy prices in Europe. February 17, 6:41 America, New York, Palantir, DoorDash, Nvidia, Hasbro. What to watch in the stock market today? Palantir Technologies is due to report results. An activist investor began a proxy fight with Hasbro. February 17, 6:06 America, New York, Texas sues to strike down the federal mask mandate in airports. The state's attorney general said the mandate was unconstitutional, even though the Supreme Court recently declined to hear a similar case. Travelers at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. February 17, 6:02 America, New York, Digital Insurance, Charles Hung, Blue, Vox EP23. The CEO of Blue talks digital insurance, data, and taking on the incumbents. The post Digital Insurance, Charles Hung, Blue, Vox EP23 appeared first on Digital Finance. February 17, 6:02 America, New York, a Jeff Koons paint job on a BMW canvas. A limited edition collaboration between BMW and the artist is unveiled. I wanted to make a car that, when it drove by, would go pop pop pop, the 8 by Jeff Koons, the artist's take on BMW's 4-door, 8-series Grand Coupe sports sedan. February 17, 5:41 America, New York, central banks face a set of hard choices. Any trade-off between inflation and growth is at heart of monetary policy. February 17, 5:33 America, New York, Americans want to travel and are eager to splurge, companies say. More consumers are hitting theme parks, dining out and booking hotel rooms. There is a lot of pent-up demand for baseball. February 17, 5:30 America, New York, why Republicans stalled Raskin's bid for top Fed post, climate views, business ties. Sarah Bloom Raskin, the Biden administration's nominee for a top regulatory post at the Federal Reserve, is struggling to overcome resistance from Republicans on a Senate committee for which she once served as a lawyer. February 17, 5:30 America, New York, Wall Street turns to Goldman for banking's outlook beyond COVID-19. Chief Executive David Solomon on Thursday is set to issue the bank's first long-term business forecast since the pandemic upended its 2020 prediction. February 17, 5:30 America, New York, gold, Zao, USD, technical forecast, sudden surge places $1,900 in sight. Gold continues to experience large price swings and remains heavily reactive to see sawing news flows. $1,900 in sight, but oversold conditions could delay a move higher. February 17, 5:30 America, New York, Derby's take. Fed adds crypto assets to financial risk calculus. Private digital money and related technologies are now on the Federal Reserve's list of financial stability concerns. February 17, 5:30 America, New York, transcript. Former Boston Fed chief urges faster wind down of central bank asset holdings. Eric Rosengren said he is concerned that the central bank waited too long to start withdrawing stimulus and suggested the Fed should push to shrink its $9 trillion asset portfolio more aggressively this year. February 17, 5:30 America, New York, British pound, GBP, latest, sterling elevated despite risk off. The pound has been robust in the face of fluctuating geopolitical tensions with support from strong UK economic data. GBP, USD now attempts to tackle channel resistance. February 17, 5:30 America, New York, investors seek more information about companies' struggles to hire, retain staff. Rattled by the high turnover rates, stock pickers want companies to open up about their people problems. February 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, Amazon, Visa reach global deal on credit cards. The companies resolved a months-long dispute that began in November after the online retailer told customers it would stop accepting Visa credit cards issued in the UK. February 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, Amazon, Visa reach global deal on credit cards. The companies resolved a months-long dispute that began in November after the online retailer told customers it would stop accepting Visa credit cards issued in the UK because of the card network's high fees. February 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, Intel's true believer. Patrick Gelsinger is back running a company he first joined at 18. The chipmaker was a Silicon Valley titan that lost its luster. As the world craves chips, can Intel make its comeback? Patrick Gelsinger, Intel's chief executive, at the company's headquarters in Santa Clara, California. February 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, do you know who that worker you just hired really is? Employers love to talk about authenticity. But psychologists say nearly everyone uses some form of deception to get a job. February 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, Navient's $1.7 billion student loan settlement was too good to be true. The settlement was portrayed as a win-win for 39 states and the loan giant Navient. But thousands who received predatory loans will still have to pay. Victoria Linson pays about $500 to Navient every month. February 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, Intel's true believer. Patrick Gelsinger is back running a company he first joined at 18. The chipmaker was a Silicon Valley titan that lost its luster. As the world craves chips, can Intel make its comeback? Patrick Gelsinger, Intel's chief executive, at the company's headquarters in Santa Clara, California.